Thank you everyone for listening. It is your boy Kev the Dirty Dog, and this is Long Lost Porno, Finding Scared Shitless. So alrighty, right off the bat, I just want to say thank you to everyone that is joining me on this journey, on this adventure, this quest. And of course, my best friend Tooth, that's going to be joining us as well. And this is different than our normal podcast that we do, so I don't exactly know how to format it and go about this 100%, but I do hope that in the end it'll be entertaining and funny, and also I hope that we end up solving the mystery that we're going after. And of course, that mystery is we're trying to find a porno DVD. Way, way back in the day, me and Tooth, when we were in high school, this would have been between the years 2003 to 2006. Tooth used to be like a connoisseur, like the master of all porn, like whether it was magazines, DVDs, VHS, drawing his own. Yes, that is very true. You heard me right. Tooth knew it all, and he had a magazine that had like a bunch of DVD covers, of VHS covers, and the very last of the pages of the magazine, like advertising, be like, hey, you can buy these. And there was one that stuck out to us. It was called Scared Shitless. It was of a naked dude who was like just kneeled down, cowering behind a toilet, looking scared and fearful for his life, and just the word Scared Shitless. And of course, this was awesome to us. It was surrounded by all these pornos, but we weren't interested in those. Big titties, lesbians, hairy bush, get those out of here. We don't care about that. Gangbangs, threesomes, nah, hell no. Nah. We want to know about this naked scared dude starring in Scared Shitless. Now, of course, back then, we didn't buy it. We didn't order it. We weren't even 18 yet. And that will end up being one of the biggest regrets of our lives. Because Tooth, he cut that picture out of the magazine, and it was only like 1 inch by 2 inches, like it was like a movie cover. And keep in mind, there was like 30 movies on this page, so it's real small. And Tooth cut it out, and he would bring it to school and keep it in his trapper keeper, because it was funny, and we'd always bring it out and look at it and study it, hope to one day watch it. And then, well, Tooth will explain in this episode what happens exactly, but we end up losing this picture because of a certain line of events that Tooth brought 100% on himself. And we've been searching for this movie ever since, Scared Shitless. We don't even know 100% if it really exists, but we're hoping to find that answer out. And we just want to thank you for joining us on this awesome adventure. So Tooth doesn't know that I'm putting this podcast together yet, so I'm going to call him up right now, get him on here, and tell him about this, and hopefully he'll be on board and be as excited as I am. So strap in, hide your boners, and let's do this, baby. Alrighty, alrighty. Okay, I'm going to have you say a couple things so I can line it up real quick.
The bigger the pizza, the smaller the dick.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, that was great. So like I said, I don't know how to start into this exactly, but
God, please use a different voice.
Alrighty, so here we go. So Tooth, I have you here for a certain reason that I've been kind of mysterious about. I haven't told you why yet, but unlike with the Brothers Commonplace, that we just do research on there, even though it is a true crime podcast, I don't do a lot of investigative work, even though I probably should. I just do research. But we're going to change that for this podcast because there's a mystery that needs to be solved, and it involves both of our histories. Do you have any idea what I might be talking about, Tooth?
No, but I do. As a side, can we have a sidebar real quick?
Yeah, let's do a sidebar. So I just want to mention right here, I love Tooth. I love him to death. One of my best friends of all time. But he's like notorious for getting easily distracted when we're talking about stuff. And he also loves to bring up shit that has nothing to do at all with what we're talking about. So there's probably going to be a lot of that. And Tooth, if you're listening, I love you so much, brother, and I wouldn't have you any other way, you sexy, Jack Black-looking son of a bitch.
Is it about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, we've been looking for this thing for a while now. We haven't put a ton of work into it, but we've talked about it, and I'm actually going to try my best to investigate and find this. Do you know what I'm talking about now, too?
The VHS or the DVD?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. So, of course, we're talking about the adult film known as Scared Shitless. And so I am going to need to ask you some questions. But before I do that, Toof, I want you to just tell me your history with Scared Shitless and everything you know about it. And then I'm going to ask you some stuff to kind of narrow it down and help me in my search. And I don't know how long of a side podcast project this will be or how many episodes. It really just depends. Like, because honestly, I feel like we're never going to find this, but I really want to give my best.
All right, let me go look and grab some of my old porno books. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. Yeah, perfect. And next, Toof, he leaves to go grab a folder. And keep in mind, we graduated high school in 06. So this folder is from somewhere between 03 and 06. And it's 2021. And he goes and gets this folder. Within 2 minutes, he's back. And the good, awesome shit that is in this folder, I cannot even fully describe. Toof's going to do his best to explain what's in it. But you would just have to see it to believe it. Here, just listen.
Okay.
Alrighty, Toof, I guess we'll start off with just how did you come in contact? What do you know about Scared Shitless? Tell me everything. Okay, Toof just busted out an old porno folder. That could actually help us out. So just a summary of what you know about Scared Shitless, how you found out about it, and stuff like that.
So I am a connoisseur of pornography. And it started with, you know, the innocent shit, the Playboys. And then, of course, you get a little bit older. And just like ECW, you want to switch to the hardcore.
Yeah. That is one scary thing about porn is, like, Playboy, when you're younger, I mean, it starts off with Colander in the garage. I feel like everyone gets initiated to porn by, like, Colanders
yeah.
and old garages and things like that. And then Playboy, probably some real sex late at night on HBO. Okay, Toof just held up a porn magazine that says, "Fuck, stop, Virgin Crossing. I'm thirsty for cum, ram my ass."
Yeah,
oh my
we're
god,
getting
this
close.
Is exactly what
Not
we
exactly
need. Not
okay. exactly what we need, but I can probably,
all right.
I don't know if I'll be able to pinpoint it to the magazine, but at least I will get a couple of magazines in there.
Okay. So, Toof, what is your history with this real quick? Let's get the
Just
background.
Just of Scared Shitless?
The backstory.
Okay, so
yes.
I had a porno magazine, and I'm trying to remember if it's Hustler, Penthouse, Club.
I'm writing all these down.
Club.
Hustler, Penthouse.
I'm thinking it's Club. Club used to be a good one.
Club? I've never heard of Club. Okay, I'll put a I'll put an asterisk by that.
And see, some of these are cut out.
Yes, Toof. Why do you have so many things
I don't
want to
share too much into it, but let's get into it. I used to make porn collages.
God, he's not lying. He's holding one
back
off.
Back of white paper,
oh my
porn
God.
Collages.
He is not lying. He's holding
yep,
it up,
we've got
dude.
Nikita
Holy
Denise
shit.
There, maybe Brianna Banks.
Man.
Just some classics.
So I feel like all the investigation, all the information I need, I could probably just get from
well,
you.
Well, if there's someone out
it.
There, I would love the help.
But we've been unable to find
gotta
it.
Gotta be a guy who drives a truck, probably.
So once again, Toof, I love you, brother, but I'm trying to get him on track, trying to get him to tell the story of how he came in contact with Scared Shitless, but he keeps getting distracted, which I completely understand. He's holding up his homemade porn collages. We're talking muff diving, butt fingering, all this good stuff. And then my favorite part is there's just a non-porn, just a regular picture of Christina Aguilera on there, which is pretty awesome, just in the middle of it all. So hashtag wildman to that. I like that a lot, Toof. So Toof, I do real quick, I need the backstory with Scared Shitless. Tell me everything from the moment your life was blessed by Scared Shitless.
Also write down Mayfair.
All right. Alrighty.
So there's possibly more scared shitless out there. Because it was in the back of this magazine. I do distinctly remember the back. Within the back 10 pages is where I found it. And that is where they had like their magazines or like subscriptions for sale, DVDs for sale. It's probably all VHSs because this is probably before 2000 and we're going to say definitely before 2003. And this magazine is probably, I'm going to say anywhere era 98 to 01 that I got it in.
Oh, shit. Okay. Because I was going to say we found it. We found it in high school, so it would have been 2003 to 2006 is when we came in contact with it. And not really it, but a picture of it. And you think it's from a magazine between 98 and 2001, possibly?
There. And if we get lucky, because I'm not really one to throw away my porn, we could get lucky and actually find out where it was clipped from. And we're actually getting close.
Alrighty, so to further explain this, because we haven't gotten into it yet, Scared Shitless was a porno that was in the back of a magazine that Toof, he had found once, and he cut it out and put it in his wallet, and he would always show it to us. And this porno, it was called Scared Shitless, and it was just a picture of the DVD or VHS cover. It was just a naked dude sitting down beside a toilet, like hiding behind it. Like
if he's not behind it, he's really close to like the toilet's 2 o'clock, pretty much, if anything.
Yeah, like he's kind of like ducking behind it with his hands up, and like it just didn't fit in because it's surrounded by like all these pornos, like all these porn DVDs, like sex, gangbang, raw dog, all this shit, and then just Scared Shitless. And so Toof cut the picture of this VHS cover, DVD cover, whatever it is, and he kept it in his wallet. And then one sad day, Toof, do you remember what happened?
Scared Shitless was cut out from the magazine, and it was in the magazine, it was literally probably a 1-inch by 1-inch little clipping. And I kept it in my Trapper Keeper, and one day I was called to the principal's office for a completely unrelated matter, and it was something pretty serious. Maybe we'll get into El Diablo sometime.
I'll probably tell the story as soon as you say it. I'll probably edit in.
Well, fuck, I might as well just say it then. We had a Spanish teacher, and me and my friend Logan, we would always make jokes about calling her El Diablo. You know, haha, she's a Spanish teacher, so the devil, El Diablo. So to draw, me and Logan used to make comics of penises. Anyway, I made one of El Diablo threatening to rape and kill him, and his parents found that letter and weren't too happy about it. They didn't really get our humor. So
keep in mind, his parents are really religious.
Super religious.
So they were very upset by this letter that they found signed El Diablo.
So, got called into the principal's office. He said, do you know anything about this note, El Diablo? And I was like, fuck, dude. Don't know if he went to close the door or if he just stepped out of the office for a second. But soon as he stepped out or went to close the door, I reached into my fucking Trapper Keeper, pulled out fucking Scared Shitless, balled it up and ate it.
Yeah, and that's what happened to it. He got scared that they were going to find it, because they did search your stuff, didn't they, for anything else?
Actually, they did not, because in the back part of my Trapper Keeper was all the comics of penises and murder and shit we drew.
Oh, yeah, so Toof, just in case, ate Scared Shitless, which is probably the right move to make. But sadly, we've been searching for this movie ever since. I've probably searched it, honest to God, once, twice, three times a year, probably. I just Google it, try to find it with no luck. So now I decided I'm going to fucking do the work that should have been done a long time ago. I'm going to search the internet, search everywhere. I'm going to contact Hustler, Penthouse, Club, Mayfair. I'm going to send them all emails, see if there's any information they can tell me or anyone they can point me to that might know. And hopefully we fucking find it out. Honestly, I don't think we're going to. I'm super hopeful, but I don't think we're going to find this thing. What are your thoughts on it, Toof?
It's not a bad start. I know there's definitely more bigger connoisseurs out there. And I'm sure if you reach out to them, they may actually lead you on a pretty good path. And maybe I should join you in that search and step up my game. Maybe even post a 4chan or something. Maybe just try and get something going.
I like that. Bring 4chan into it. That might help. I'll probably post on Reddit, tip of my penis, see if I can find something on there. It's a subreddit for sometimes people are like, man, this girl's cute in this video. Anyone know who she is or any other videos? It's called Tip of My Penis. We're going to post on there. See if we can find something about some scared shitless.
Change the date. Maybe go back even a little bit more. Maybe like 95 to 2002 or whatever it was.
Okay, also, 95 to 2002.
Also,
possibly.
Add intimate treasures to the magazine.
What's
list.
That?
Oh. I found one with a bunch of movies on it. None of them are funny, like the other ones. And also about scared shitless, like it was. There was a bunch of other goofy movies. It wasn't just scared shitless. I'm pretty sure one was like a woman with like a basketball sized vagina and maybe a chick with three tits as a DVD cover. Like it was a bunch of almost joke shit, really.
Okay, so I have a couple questions for you, too, and then we'll get off here. Okay, what happened? What'd
I found
you find?
A picture I drew for Richard. Oh.
So Toof, I guess we might as well just say, Toof used to, while in high school, used to draw porn for a guy who was probably in his 30s. That's so fucking weird. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get paid for it, did you?
No, hell
no.
You just
freely did it?
Yep, just showing off my artwork because I was proud of it.
Okay, let's see it, Toof.
So there's her on the cover.
Oh, my God.
So that's
actually not a bad drawing from here. Why is she holding a spear? Oh, my God. So he drew this girl. She's, like, holding a spear and shit. And you flip it over, and then there's just a girl. She's standing there naked, and just, like, someone who's, like half the size of her is eating her out.
Oh, my God, his butt.
His butt is so fucking weird.
Dude,
it's so
I'm pretty
far
sure
down.
I traced this from something because it's the exact same pose as the other side.
Oh, Jesus, Toof. I need you to send me a picture of that, by the way.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, before we end this episode, Toof, and like I said, I don't know how often an episode of this will come out or how many. Just depends on the search. But I have a question, Toof. From 1 to 10, what do you think the chances of this movie not existing is?
Oh, not zero.
Oh, you think it's real? You don't think it's like fake? You don't think it was just a funny picture or funny ad? You think this is a real movie for sure?
I'm gonna have to say so, because you could actually have bought it. There was like prices underneath all those movies and shit.
Okay, so that's good. That's good news for us. And then my second question, what do you think the chances are that we'll actually find this, find people that might know about it? 1 to 10, what do you think we can find people that know about Scared Shitless?
1% people that know about it, because that is the needle of all the haystacks, I guess.
Yeah.
Also add Gent Magazine to list. G-E-N-T.
Okay, Gent. Okay, I'm going to email all these magazines, and I'm going to do a search. We're going to find this.
Close.
All right, so percentage that, what, you said 1% chance that we find
1% chance we know someone that knows us right. about this. The chance we find it, 3%.
Okay, I was going to say the end goal is for one of us to be holding the physical copy. You think there's a 3% chance that happens?
Oh, a physical copy. Finding an image or like an order or a catalog.
That'd be good too.
And also type, maybe look up that too. Like it'd be in a catalog, if anything, because that's what it was. It was like, like that one picture I showed you, just a bunch of shit movies that you can buy from. But
alrighty.
Having a physical copy, probably not happening. Finding it?
Yeah.
Could happen.
All right, I'm okay with that. So already, too, before I shut it down, you got any words of encouragement, anything you want to add to this?
When you do look, I would almost say probably not Playboy.
Yeah, I didn't add Playboy to the magazines. And I didn't think it'd be in there.
And who knows, maybe those companies did buy this shit company. Because I was going to say, you don't need to get a hold of Wicked or Braziers or any of those. But they're in the field that we're looking in, so you never know.
That's true.
And I have more of a collection at the house. I will, I'll look those up and see if there's anything different.
Perfect. Yeah, too, if you'll scour, go through all your physical magazines, maybe you'll find out where the magazine you actually cut it out from. That'd be awesome. Alrighty, Toof, I'm going to get off here, brother. Our search begins. Hopefully this will be a mission accomplished. And I do love that you were making your own porn collages. I am going to need some of those sent my way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Alrighty, Toof, final words, brother. Why do you have the DirecTV? What is that? You have porn magazines and just a DirecTV ad?
This was in front of them.
Oh,
as
oh yeah.
Who wants to look inside that? Nobody.
No one, dude. All right.
This could be good. You know, I think this is good, and I'm gonna say if someone besides me or you finds it, a Brothers Commonplace T-shirt of your choosing.
Yes. Yeah. If you know of Scared Shitless, anything about Scared Shitless, or maybe someone you could point us in the direction of talking to, we want all the help we can get. This is a team effort. And it really needs to be done.
If you can send us a physical copy of Scared Shitless where we can watch it, the autographed t-shirt will be heading your way.
Yeah. I mean, any help we can get, we need. We don't have a lot to go off of right now, but I mean, the world needs Scared Shitless. It's already too. I'm shutting her down, brother.
All right. Let me.
Thank you for all your help, man. Appreciate it. We'll meet back here sometime, hopefully soon, with the next episode.